USA Radio News.
Officials say up to 200 Ukrainian soldiers are being killed every day since Russian military began its attack on the Ukraine. The numbers have grown since Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky put the daily death toll up to 100. Officials are suggesting the only way they will be able to make the Russians turn back if the West help with weaponry. Speaking of weaponry, French President Emmanuel Macron has said his country, quote, will remain mobilized to meet Ukraine's needs, including heavy weapons. This was all confirmed during a call with President Zelensky. The two also discussed humanitarian and military support. This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Rudy Giuliani's status as a lawyer may be in jeopardy as the District of Columbia Board of Professional Responsibility has opened a disciplinary office filing over his claim in Pennsylvania federal court that the presidential election was stolen. Giuliani was already suspended from practicing law in New York last June. While prices keep rising in the U.S., American wages are down. Between May of last year and May of this year, average hourly earning fell by 2.5%. The figure was revealed as part of an economic data release, which included the May Consumer Price Index report. It said prices have risen 8.6% over the last year, which hasn't been seen since 1981. This is USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
The Los Angeles City Council ratified a local emergency declaration by Mayor Eric Garcetti to prevent local price gouging amid the shortage of baby formula across the U.S. Under the local emergency declaration, it is illegal for any person or business to sell baby or toddler formula for more than 10% the price charged prior to the emergency declaration. This is all according to the Los Angeles City Attorney's Office. It's not clear if any other state or city is entering the same declaration. Speaking of California, Cal Fire officials say PG&E had an excessively delayed response that contributed to the initial spread of last year's Dixie Fire in Northern California. It took a troubleshooter 10 hours to arrive. A judge has extended a ban on bullfighting in Mexico City indefinitely. La Plaza Mexico is what the stadium is known as, has issued a statement calling on fans to protest the ruling. The stadium urged bullfight supporters to post pictures of themselves with the word freedom written on their hands. The company said it would appeal the ruling. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.